Standing on Salt Market with the High Court behind us, let's face the McClellan Arch in front of us. This is Glasgow Green, a park in the east end of Glasgow on the north bank of the River Clyde. Take a stroll through the park and I'll tell you a bit about it. It's been here a long time. Established in the 15th century, Glasgow Green is the oldest park in the city. King James II granted this land to Bishop William Turnbull and the people of Glasgow, and the people have been making good use of it ever since. Throughout its history, the green has been used as a grazing area, somewhere to wash and bleach linen, a place to dry fishing nets and water activities like swimming and rowing. Glasgow's first steamy, which was called the Wash House, people went and washed their clothes, opened on the banks of the Camlachie Burn here in 1732. The Camlachie Burn meets the Molindiner Burn here. The Molindiner Burn runs down to the site of Glasgow Cathedral, where St Mungo first established the city. In 1817 and 1826, the layout of the park was improved when it was levelled out and drained. James Cleland was largely responsible for this and is celebrated in the city with monuments, including the Cleland Testimonial Building at the top of Buchanan Street. Not just a pleasant green space for the people of the city to enjoy, Glasgow Green is often used as a large outdoor concert venue. Many huge acts have played here over the years. Michael Jackson performed here in 1992 on his Dangerous World Tour. It was his only live show in Scotland. The Stone Roses played Glasgow Green in 1990 in what is largely reckoned to be one of their best shows ever. Download Festival Scotland took place here in 2004 with sets by Linkin Park, Korn, Slipknot and the mighty Metallica. Radiohead and Primal Scream have also blown people away here. Sheena Easton played here too in a kind of homecoming gig, but didn't receive a warm reception when she told the crowd she was pleased to be back in England. BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend attracted 50,000 revellers in May 2014, and throughout the summer of 2014, the Green was the site of Festival 2014 and a lot of the East End social celebrations as part of the cultural programme when Glasgow hosted the Commonwealth Games. And listen closely, and you may hear the sound of bagpipes drifting through the trees. Every year, the World Pipe Band Championships plays host to thousands of pipers and drummers from all over the world who come to compete for prestigious titles. The BBC cover the finals, and our friends at Inner Ear live stream the heats for Glasgow Live and the Royal Scottish Pipe Band Association, who promote the event to tens of thousands of viewers all over the world who stay up late or get up early to watch Glasgow Green come to life with a chorus of international piping.